Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we bring 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My guest today has a fabulous background with entertainment, ABC Studios, marketing vision. This is Joey Garrity. Welcome, Joey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Joey is the founder of 113 Branding. She's a brand strategist, marketer, author, and speaker, and she worked in Hollywood. Not that I have celebrity A-plus party bucket list items or anything. Her techniques and strategies help entrepreneurs globally become more visible and more influential. Welcome, Joey.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You know, well, we were talking earlier about that sometimes in certain fields, people aren't really embracing the branding and marketing aspect of it. And I totally get that 110%. But what I want to say is that what I realized when I came out of Hollywood and I launched 113 Branding, I did it, first of all, for entrepreneurs. And I took strategies that I learned down there and I put heart center to them. So a majority of my strategies are they're all community driven, and they do have a heart center to them. This is what really this is what sets me apart from other branders and marketers out there.
So when you're looking at your own journey as an entrepreneur, what was an aha moment that you had where you looked around at your life and you went, I have to change. Take us a little bit into one of your aha moments.
Sure. So the reason I actually got launched in Hollywood entertainment was my belief system is that I was meditating for over a year and a half before I got the calling to go down there. And I had been meditating on a particular going somewhere in particular, which was Egypt. So the first movie that I was hired on was Stargate, that takes place in a futuristic Egyptian world.
Ooh.
So I don't believe that there's any accidents here, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
cool.
Fast forward. I really left my spirituality behind after a while. And, it's just not necessarily a community down there that is supporting it. What happened for me is I was handpicked by the ABC studio president at the time to do the first multimedia company startup for the Walt Disney Company. And that immediately put me back into a realm of being surrounded by people that believed that the internet was, it was a place of freedom. A freedom for spirit, a freedom of spirituality, a freedom to express yourself, and to get away from this corporate America mentality. So that gave me that aha moment of this was my kind of second coming for myself of, okay, I'm going to take everything I learned, but I'm going to find a community that I feel that's very purposeful. And I'm going to share my talents and gifts with them. And that ended up being Women Entrepreneurs.
Wow. That is so cool. If I'm a woman entrepreneur just getting started, what's something you can tell me based on kind of your journey, not just in branding or anything, Joey, but what can you tell sort of the novice entrepreneur about getting started?
The biggest key component is getting visible. And I think that is part of our spiritual journey, is the visibility aspect of all this. Because when you're getting visible, that's really letting people know that you're sharing your true purpose and your gifts and talents with the world.
Let me pause you right there, because sure. I felt I'm totally psychic, and I totally felt my audience going, so what's one thing they could do? What's one thing someone could do to get over that?
Sure. I'll just give you one of my simple community strategies that actually is incredibly empowering. and it's to spotlight other brands. This is a strategy I learned in Hollywood, where it would take us 2 years to bring a movie, for instance, I was working on to fruition.
Okay.
And it really is quite dreamy to put movies together. It is a journey. It really is. And so before we would start shooting, I went to my mentor at the time, and I asked him, I said, but how are we going to talk about the movie 2 years before? We don't have anything even in the can yet. And he said, we are going to spotlight the special effects guys. We're going to spotlight the writers. We're going to spotlight the studios. We're going to spotlight others. And that's going to leverage us. And so I took that strategy and I was like, okay, guys. So I went to my community and I said, let's all spotlight each other.
Wow.
Let's spotlight. Because when you spotlight others, the spotlight turns back and spotlights you.
Wow. That is so beautiful. I could just talk to you for like an hour and a half. And then like
eight minutes.
What can I do to find you? Where can I find you and how can I work with you?
Sure. So you can find me at 113 branding.com. But I also, Erica, I started a group very purposely on intention, a Facebook group called Branding for Professional Businesswomen. But the reason I started that group is that I made it a stage, a spotlight for women to talk about their talents, their services, to be supportive of one another, but really to help them to spotlight themselves so that they can feel it in their bodies and translate that into the outside world. In other words, so that it would be a natural progression to talk about themselves.
I love it. In our last 10 seconds, what is your favorite book?
You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And it's so interesting because this morning I pulled the book out because I needed to look at something. Mm-hmm. And that book was an absolute game changer when I was 18 years old. Changed my life.
It. Thank you so much for coming, Joey. Everybody,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, go on over to 113 Branding and also go to the group that she mentioned. I'll make sure to have that on this page. Thank you. Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.